خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، دل ویراں کو یادیں حق سے تم باغ ارم کر دو، دل ویراں کو یادیں حق سے تم باغ ارم کر دو، عجم کو نور حق سے مظہر نور حرم کر دو، عجم کو نور حق سے مظہر نور حرم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، گناہوں کی خوشی کو خوف محشر سے علم کر دو، گناہوں کی خوشی کو خوف محشر سے علم کر دو، اور اپنے آنسوؤں میں اپنا خون دل بہم کر دو، اور اپنے آنسوؤں میں اپنا خون دل بہم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، گناہ کی صبح کو خوف خدا سے شام غم کر دو، گناہ کی صبح کو خوف خدا سے شام غم کر دو، ندامت سے پھر اپنے دل کو رش کے جام جم کر دو، ندامت سے پھر اپنے دل کو رش کے جام جم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گر ان کی راہ میں تم قلب و جاں کو وقف غم کر دو، گر ان کی راہ میں تم قلب و جان کو وقف غم کر دو، فلک سے اس زمین سجدہ کو تم اپنی ضم کر دو، فلک سے اس زمین سجدہ کو تم اپنی ضم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، خدا کے نام پر قربان تم ساری نعم کر دو، خدا کے نام پر قربان تم ساری نعم کر دو، اور اختر اپنے قلب و جان کو تم نظر حرم کر دو، اور اختر اپنے قلب و جان کو تم نظر حرم کر دو، خدا کے حکم پر اپنا سر تسلیم خم کر دو، گناہوں پر ندامت سے تم اپنی چشم نم کر دو، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، أبو بكر فاروق عثمان حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور ابو بکر فاروق عثمان حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینے کا اختر فلک بوسزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینے کا اختر فلک بوسزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینے کا اختر فلک بوسزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening with the receiver we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah has gathered us again for a few minutes to listen to some talk of his deen so that we may rekindle our iman, reflect and ponder over what we are doing in this world, who is our Rabb, what we are supposed to be doing, How we are supposed to be connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are Muslims, we are mu'mineen, we are believers, we have iman. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything attached to deen, we respect, we love our deen. We are proud of our deen, we are proud of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love his lifestyle, we love his sunnah, we love the Quran. And we have to bring all these things in our life. Now the beautiful ash'ar that Hazrat Mustafa Kamil rendered to different poetry of Hazrat Arif Billah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Dam al Barakatum al Aliyah, may Allah give him jazai khair, may Allah bless him, may Allah give him sihat kamil, ajala, mustaqirra, da'ima. Somebody might wonder why every time you're making such du'as. If somebody has done good to you, if somebody is your muhsin, and he has done some good for you in this world, perhaps you were in debts, and he came to your rescue, and he assisted you, and he gave you a loan, and he told you, don't even pay me back. It's a gift for you. Lifelong you'll be always respecting that person. You'll love that person. You'll thank him. You'll honor him. Here these great luminaries, these awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came to our shores not for our dunya or our monies or anything. They came to take us out of gunas and filth. And they showed us again what is the right path which we had been reading in Quran and Hadith. But we had become ghafil. May Allah remove us from ghaflat. May Allah always keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Allah give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Now when they showed us of a path to akhirat, which is far better than dunya, then how much more is their ihsan upon us? And how much more shukr and gratitude and grateful we should be to such people? When you see a person who's connected to Allah, then obviously a believer will get happy. So here it's not worshipping the person, ma'adallah, no. In tasawwuf, there's no hero worshipping or making sajda to any person. Only sajda we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, we will make dua for these great awliya of Allah who gave their life for our sake. They didn't need to come and go throughout the world. They didn't go touring. And even if they went to some country and they took them to some scene to see whether it was the beach or the river or the water or the dam or anything, then too I can swear by Allah, the friend of Allah, his mind is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah in England once, and we had gone, some brothers came there, he said, please come, let's go take Hazrat. He had been sitting in the masjid all the time, and we just would go to one dam. So we drove for a very long time, and mashallah, the scene was beautiful. But as we reached the dam, any one of us would think now maybe we would have some picnic here and we see beautiful water. As we were walking, I happened to see the face of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. And I just see him tearing. I see tears rolling down his cheeks. We just got up out of the car and just going towards the dam. Or a beautiful lake. And then I looked at him and he was crying. Immediately his mind went unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khaliq of the lake. The creator of that lake. We will still look at the lake and admire how beautiful the lake is. Not even pondering who created the lake. His mind went immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after that he gave some couplet of Masnavi, which I can't remember very well now. Some couplet of Masnavi he had quoted. And he just stood for a few minutes and then we returned. So they have no dunya in their hearts. Even if somebody gives them a gift, they'll make the person happy. They'll accept that little gift. And after the person is gone, any other deserving person, then he will get whatever gift it is. They have no attachment to dunya at all. They have given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can do the same inshallah. We just need to make a little bit of mujahada. They made a lot of mujahada. But if a person is sincere, now we'll be hearing bayans of our whole life. May Allah really change our condition. We have to be sincere, we have to be genuine, we have to check our intention all the time. Nafs and shaitan, these are the two things. that we have to be concerned about. And Allah assists us against them. Now in this ashab, we have no time to give translation and explanation. But of course, Diyar in Medina, the dwellings of Medina Sharif. The moment we hear Medina, there is some enjoyment that comes in the heart. You immediately, your mind goes to the Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Green Dome. You think of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you think of Rosa Mubarak. You think of Riyadul Jannah. You think of the Adhan of Medina. Even those who haven't been, but may Allah Ta'ala take all of us again and again. And especially those who haven't been at all, may Allah Ta'ala make the sabab for them. May Allah make it be easy for them. Many are leaving this week and next week, inshallah, school holidays have begun. May Allah Ta'ala take all those who made intention of Umrah, make it easy for them, may Allah accept the Umrah. Medina, we just hear the word Medina and your heart melts. And his Hazrat says, Nazar dunti hai diyari Medina. My eye is searching for the dwellings of Medina, the city of Medina. And he says, my heart is beqarar, is restless. Only until you day in Medina Sharif, then you get some stability in your heart. Otherwise, you are restless, you are waiting, you are pining, you are longing, desiring to go. And of course, then you mentioned Uhud, the shuhada of Uhud, their sacrifices, the khun, the blood that they spilled for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, such great sahaba. They were always around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah was like the beautiful lantern or candle. And they flocked around him. They used to circle around him day and night. They used to be in his company. And that anwarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they imbibed in their hearts. Deen spread from Medina Sharif. Deen spread throughout the world. And he said, it is as though the falak, the skies, they, when they see Medina, the skies want to come down and kiss the ground of Medina Sharif. Now, a person who got real ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who loves Makkah and Medina, then he will write these type of words. These are words of Ahlullah. And therefore, it has a different feeling in our hearts. And the other poetry, mashallah, here, Hadith says, Khuda ki hukam par apna sari taslim kham kar do. Gunaho par nadamat se tum apni chasham nam kar do. Which in essence the whole poetry is talking about, which Hazrat keeps on mentioning. This is the main theme of his entire life. Refraining from gunas. And we have to submit, surrender, bend down our heads and submit and accept the hukam, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, if I'll do this, we have to do it. Allah says, la taf'al, don't do that, do not do it. Whatever Allah commands us, whatever the command is, then we must make sare taslim, kham kar do, we must be able to accept and submit, surrender and bow down our heads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam. Oh my Allah, you are my beloved. This is your command, I am ready. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail salatu salam, the incident, we share Qurbani time, Eid al-Adha time, we'll give bayan, we'll all listen to it, we'll talk about it. But this is every single day of our life to make taslim, Islam, taslim. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. That person who surrenders to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does good deeds. Then he has held on to the ring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the ring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which never breaks. You are holding that ring and you reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. How? If you submit, surrender, and you carry out whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded you. And this heart of ours, and then Hazrat says, that you must show regret, nadamat. Now these are words we must learn, nadamat. The hadith is mentioned, at-tawbatu nadamun. What is tawbah? What is real tawbah? Not tawbatu astaghfirullah, we just say it by means of our tongue. We have to show real remorse, regret, nadamat. We should have to feel ashamed of having committed those sins. We must show nadamat, regret. Ya Allah, main nadim hu. Hazrat should make in his dua. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. If we feel embarrassed, then how could we go and commit such gunas? So this is the nadamat we have to express, and genuine nadamat. He says we have to make our chasham means eyes, numb means we have to make it wet. We have to let those tears flow from our eyes. So when we are making tawbah istighfar, then we must try and make the face of a crying person if we cannot cry. Ulama and mashayikh write that the receipt for the acceptance of a person's dua is those tears that flow down his cheeks from his eyes. So you have to cry and show those tears of regret. So this is the thing, he says, the heart which is wira, it is desolate, it's a wilderness. But make it a bagh of iram. Beautiful gardens in time of Ad, the beautiful gardens that they had built. So those beautiful gardens, lush gardens, we have to make our hearts filled with those beautiful, beautiful flowers. Flowers of taqwa, flowers of iman, flowers of ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaadi haq me. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to say Allah, Allah. And we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all the filth that has accumulated in our hearts, all those things which have corroded our hearts, everything will disappear. It will be washed away. And instead of a jungle now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a beautiful garden in our hearts. That sukoon, tranquility, serenity, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, that think of your sins, that enjoyment a person gets when committing sins, immediately think of khawfi mahshar, on the day of qiyamah, mahshar, when every person will be resurrected, he'll be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be standing alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each person has to account for his sins. Hadith says, laysa baynahu wa baynahu turjuman. No interpreter, nobody will assist you. You have to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will question you, question all of us. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? There will be nobody to give any answers on our behalf. Each person for himself. So think of the pain of the day of Qiyamah, the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. And then you won't get any enjoyment of the sin. You are tempted. Person is tempted to commit that sin. Nobody is looking at him. And there's every opportunity. He's about to commit the sin. With his hand or his eyes or whatever it is. Then immediately reflect and think. On the day of Qiyamah, what am I going to do? What answer I'm going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Hazrat mentions very beautifully in all his poetry, he talks about the tears that a person sheds from his eyes, that asu, the asu that you shed from your eyes, the tears, but with that, coupled with that, joined with that, is apna khune dil. That is the blood that has of the dil, of the heart. Your heart is bleeding. Why is the heart bleeding? Because you are exercising gham. What gham? What is gham? You are struck with grief, pain. You have been afflicted with a very great hardship and difficulty. And now you are suppressing yourself. You are feeling a pain, you're enduring a pain. What pain? You had every chance to commit a sin. Every opportunity. You was alone in the room with that woman. Or you had every chance now to indulge in a harmful transaction, in a haram transaction. Whatever the guna may be. Now for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you turn away. You refrain from that sin. You move away immediately. So when you do that, your heart will feel some pain. Your heart will feel that pain. That I am not doing it and you wanted to do it. But now you are refraining. You are restraining yourself. So when you will restrain yourself, for example, a person who's diabetic and now everybody else is eating sweets and chocolates and desserts and ice cream. And he also takes a bowl of ice cream. He's about to take a spoon of ice cream. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't eat, it's going to be harmful to me, detrimental. So when he does this, he'll feel the pain. Hi, everybody is enjoying it. I can't enjoy it. So he'll feel that hasrat, that gham on his heart. That pain, he'll enjoy it. But when that happens, then his heart begins to bleed. It becomes filled with khun, with blood. Now this blood is what Allah likes. Now with this blood, joined with this blood is the tears that flow down his eyes, come out from his eyes, that flow down his cheeks. When he is showing nadamat, regret, making tawbah istighfar, and also this got this khun et tamanna, the khun of the dil. Together with both of this, that is what Hazrat Damat Barakatuh and Aliyah is saying throughout. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. When this happens, then Allah is going to illuminate your heart. When this happens, then Allah is going to make you His friend, His wali. This is what Allah is waiting for. He wants to see that you are refraining from all sins, you are restraining yourself. You are going against your nafs, you are subduing your nafs. You are tempted. You are being lured. But for Allah's sake, you have khawf-e khuda. And this in essence is taqwa. This is taqwa. And when this happens, then that heart becomes full of noor and light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that noor and light. May Allah ta'ala make us His true friends. It's not difficult. I do not have it. May Allah give all of us. But when these awliya Allah, when our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, throughout every bayan of his, we hear the same thing. Stay away from gunas, and different types of gunas he would mention. There's nothing else but to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from those things that are displeasing. At the moment we begin to do this, I mentioned the Azri, we take baby steps to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baby steps towards Allah. Allah comes running towards us. So when we start adopting the right path and this dila viran, this heart which is desolate, full of, it's a jungle. But now when it's changing, and now these flowers, is a beautiful garden, and this fragrance of roses and different flowers there, the moment one or two weeds start coming in, then immediately you'll be able to pick those weeds out. But then if a person, he decides to live a life of ghaflat again, then the storm will come and weeds will come and all types of creatures will come in there. Animals will start coming back into the garden and it can become a jungle again. And therefore we have to water this garden all the time. Keep it in check. So a person has to be wary of nafs and shaitan. And how is this possible? By staying in the company of mashayikh, ulama, pious people. Then we will gain strength. We'll gain strength. We'll have some courage and some himmat against shaitan and nafs. And if you are alone, it's very difficult. Because then shaitan will start, nafs will start. And then finally we'll just give up. And then we'll live a life of ghaflat. We'll feel miserable, we'll feel wretched. It'll just go worse and worse and worse. And as this wound grows, and no ilaj, there's no marham that you're putting on it, no balm, you're not seeing to it, you're not going to the doctor, we're not treating it. It becomes cancerous. It has to be amputated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah enlighten our hearts. May Allah illuminate our hearts. May Allah brighten our hearts with His noor. Shaban. Just now Shaban will be mid. Shaban will go away. Ramadan will come. Before the month of Ramadan, we require some spiritual oil. We require the spiritual petrol in our hearts. Then we will take off from the first day. Otherwise, we wait right till the end. And by the time we accumulate all that oil and petrol, then Ramadan is almost finishing. But if you want to enjoy your Ramadan from the very first second, then before Ramadan we have to be prepared. Mentally prepared, physically prepared, and spiritually we have to be prepared. But of course, mostly if we are spiritually prepared, and then inshallah we will enjoy our Taraweeh Salah. We will enjoy our Tilawat of the Quran. We will be able to make the Sabr. Otherwise every Ramadan comes, we are just complaining and complaining. The Hafiz is doing like this, too slow, can't read faster. We just want to go to that masjid where they can read very fast and it's all over. We just want to get over it. The entire day we're fasting, waiting for iftar. We wait for the weekend, Saturday, so we can have a bride. This is not what our deen is for. Nobody is saying we can't eat and you can't enjoy yourself. But 1 month of sacrifice, it's a month of sabr. Read the mashayikh and ulama, akabirin. We talk about akabirin, salaf as-salihin. Look what type of Ramadan they live. Inshallah, we'll discuss of Ramadan in the days to come, inshallah. But we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala May Allah Ta'ala make us true dhakirin. May Allah make us true believers. May Allah make us His wali. Carry on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that dua will be answered, Allah knows best. With our little feeble efforts and with the dua that we make, and get duas from mashayikh and ulama and buzurghani deen, and then when there will be fatah of this heart, when this heart will be conquered, and then we'll enjoy the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it'll be a different life. Then we'll see hayatan tayyiba, a peaceful life. May Allah ta'ala give it to us. Think of Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness. We are saying La ilaha illallah. Say La and feel that we are negating from our hearts. We are removing from our hearts. We are pushing away from our hearts. We are driving away from our hearts all the sin and vice that is accumulated, gathered. And illallah, we can feel Allah coming into our hearts. The nur of Allah Ta'ala coming into our hearts. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه
دل میرا
بدن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا اللہ عنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما هو اہلہ او محمود بلفر اللہ محمود کریم رحیم اللہ Your mercy knows no bounds, my Allah. Your mercy is unlimited, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy, your rahmat upon us, ya Allah. Your barakat, your rahmat, ya Allah. Your maghfirat, ya Allah. رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا الى انفسنا ولا الى احد من خلقك طرفة عين Oh my Allah, we are struggling, Ya Allah. We are battling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are crawling towards you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you assist us. You help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become pious, Ya Allah. We want to be good Muslims and good mu'mineen, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we appreciate all the ni'mats that you have given us, Ya Allah. That you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. So many boons and favors, Ya Allah. We cannot enumerate all those countless of bounties that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us Iman, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have given us Islam, my Allah. You have made us the ummatis of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, what else can we ask? What more can we ask from you, my Allah? Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still conferred your favors upon us, my Allah. You still assisted us, Ya Allah. You made our nusrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you came to our rescue, Ya Allah. In times of our difficulty and hardship, my Allah. Ya Allah, there were times, Ya Allah, that we were in parishani, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, there was no way out for us, my Allah. Everything was so dark for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you came to our assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, you helped us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We made such promises to you that we're going to change our lives, my Allah. But those promises were all false, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, when you took us for Umrah and Hajj, my Allah, at the Multazam, my Allah, we attached ourselves to the Multazam, my Allah, behind Maqam Ibrahim and in the Hatim, Ya Allah, and different Maqamat, Ya Allah, in Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah, in Riyadu Jannah, my Allah.
Yeah, in different places we raise our hands and we shed tears and we promise you many, many, many things that we're going to do now. To change our conditions and change our lives and become pious, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. But when we returned, my Allah, we still went back to our filthy habits and practices, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your ibad, ya Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. We've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. We've got no other Allah to complain to, my Allah. We've got no other door to tap at, my Allah. There's nobody for us besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the makhluk, if we go and ask them for assistance, my Allah, perhaps they'll assist us once or twice, my Allah. And after that, they will shut their doors on our faces, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, if we are sick, my Allah, we will go to the doctor and make use of all the asbab. But Ya Allah, you are musabbibul asbab. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. We are totally dependent on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making i'tiraf of all of our qusur, my Allah. All our weaknesses and shortcomings and deficiencies and our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making i'tiraf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making iqrar of all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we are confessing, Ya Allah. And we are making shukr, Ya Allah. We are showing gratitude, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for all the ni'mas that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to buhat kamzor hai. We are weak, my Allah. You are aziz and hakeem and ghalib, Ya Allah. You are qawi, my Allah. You are shadeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not muhtaj, you are samad, you are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are bikhari, Ya Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we need you every second of our life, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, Ya Allah, we want to cling unto you, my Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, my Allah. And fill the noor of your dhikr into our hearts, my Allah. Fill your noor into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Otherwise, we are tired of these miserable lives we are living, my Allah. Ya Allah, this miserable lives, Ya Allah. Day and night in guna and guna and guna. Ya Allah, we are deceiving people. We cheat people. We do wrongs, my Allah. So many wrong things we do, my Allah. Ya Allah, we indulge in haram activities, my Allah. But there's no frown on our face of remorse, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no expression of remorse on our face, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, if you wished, Ya Allah, you could have sunk us into the earth, Ya Allah. You could have destroyed us immediately. Ya Allah, but you tolerated us, my Allah. You are Haleem, my Allah. You are Shakur, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Ghafirul Dhamb, Ya Allah. You are Sattarul Uyub. Ya Allah, you concealed all those faults, Ya Allah. Nobody else came to know those gunas that we were committing, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we appreciate your kindness upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Show us the right path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are like babies, Ya Allah. We are like those toddlers, Ya Allah. That we are just battling to walk, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, hold us by our hands and you guide us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us the Sirat al-Mustaqim and keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim and make us reach our destination with ease and afiyat, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a hayat tayyiba in this world, Ya Allah. Give us a beautiful, blissful happiness and jannat in the akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, save us from azab of qabr. Save us from azab of jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Have pity upon us, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, your love, your ishq. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we set up from this gathering tonight, Ya Allah, these brothers have come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they had so much of other work, Ya Allah. They are tired, they have come from work the entire day, my Allah. With your tawfiq, your kindness, your fadl, you chose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hajat, Ya Allah. Deep down in their hearts, they are crying, my Allah. Ya Allah, we all regret the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to have the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We want to have that good life, that pious life, Ya Allah. We have read in the books and kitabs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't get it, my Allah, ourselves. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. Although we are not deserving of it, Ya Allah. Just grant it to us, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody will ask you, Ya Allah, if you favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you favor us, my Allah. Before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah. Forgive us all our major sins and minor sins, Ya Allah. Sins we committed openly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, secretly, Ya Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, darkness of the night, in the broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amadan, khata'an, nisyan, whatever gunas we've got. Heaps and heaps and tons of gunas. Ya Allah, huge, more huge and more weightier than the mountains of this world, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Send your flood of mercy, Allah, and wash out every single sin of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a beautiful Ramadan, Ya Allah. Such a Ramadan that will be a changing, Ya Allah, a change in our life, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us the anwarat, the barakat of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers and sisters were leaving for Umrah shortly, Ya Allah. Grant them Umrah maqbool, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept their ziyarat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept their du'as, Ya Allah. Take us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to stand before the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to stand in the Hatim and in the Multazam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to make tawaf of your Kaaba, my Allah. Grant it to us again and again, my Allah. Despite us not having the means, my Allah. But you are the creator of means, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it be possible for us, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shireen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasireen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. So many Muslims are suffering, my Allah. So many countries, Ya Allah. The rulers are oppressing the citizens, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be aman and chain and sukoon throughout the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, show the disbelievers, Ya Allah, the truth of Islam. Make us the Muslims, Ya Allah, the beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Strengthen our iman. Allahumma thabitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen. Da'wat al-tablighi, mehnat qabool farma, amr ta'am farma. Ya Allah, the mehnat al-mashaykh making the khankas, Ya Allah, in the form of tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Make us understand, Ya Allah, what is tazkiyah, Ya Allah. The importance of tazkiyatul qulub, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you polish our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the works, Ya Allah, in the madaris, makatib, darul rooms, Ya Allah, and all other good works, Ya Allah, different societies, Ya Allah, all the jais and good works that they're doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept every good work of every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Help the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. There are people who are suffering drought and famine, Ya Allah, and different other disasters, my Allah. Masoom children, lives are taken away, Ya Allah. There are so many who have become orphan and yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, what Ramadan are they going to spend, my Allah? We've got such luxury, Ya Allah. We make shukr for this ni'mat, Ya Allah. We're asking you for more and more afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make khawf come upon us, my Allah. Don't make us have bhook and famine, Ya Allah, and hunger, my Allah, and starvation, my Allah. Make us make qadr of you, Ya Allah. Make us make qadr of your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Make us make qadr of iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Help us to spread iman in Islam through four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Whatever hajat they've got tonight, my Allah. Whatever need they've got, my Allah. Whatever jaiz murad they have. You are well aware of each one of us, whatever need we have, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. We are not turning our tawajjuh to any other person, Ya Allah. Besides you, my Allah. Grant us all our jaiz murad, Ya Allah. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahuru bi bainana wa bain ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya Allahumma mati'na bi asma'ina wa basarina wa quwwatina abadan ma ahyaytana waj'alhu al-waritha minna waj'al tha'rana 'ala man dhalamana wansurna 'ala man 'adana wa la taj'al musibatana fi dinina wa la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina wa la mablagh 'ilmina wa la tusallit 'alayna bi dhunubina man la yakhafuka fina wa la yarhamuna bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa min Allah. Give us Mawt al-Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Give us Baril Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allah, raise us in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ya Allah. Grant us the Hawza Kawthar from His Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Allah, make Him be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become razi with us, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah, from every fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing in hospitals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, our family members, Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, whoever may be sick, Ya Allah, our grandparents, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, Ya Allah. So many have undergone operations, Ya Allah. So many are still going undergo operations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the young children also, Ya Allah, who are suffering, Ya Allah, remove those sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. You are shafi, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Protect us also from those deadly diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman. And all the marhumin, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. Give the family sabri jameel, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.